Batya.
Hello, Batya.
Hello.
I'd like to shift us too right now.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I hope everyone had a wonderful Shabbat.
Yes, thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Dula Chimini. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalit that created the planet Mars, Ma, Dim, and the He that created the constellation Tale, the Lamb. The sequence Yud Kaf Shin that we utilize to take any part of our body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it will be healed, where it will be cleansed, where it will be rejuvenated, and then returning it to the body in its newly recreated state, pristine state, where it will again do its job as it was created to do. Bachem tacharem Rahabe sitata Sami Betedresh Sadikas Kasim Kadosh Bero Tumita Nareu Adana Hetkubet Hetunayim Yachid Geyeh Apenei Shavatenu kabel Parti akateku Yodeya Shem kufal Tadi bektal The verse from Samuel Beth. V'samti makom le'achili Yisrael u'kati v'shatan tachav v'lo yirgad o'tel v'yotitu v'nei avla l'anoto ha'chepat v'shatan. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. And we're reading from the Zohar of Emor, section 1, the sons of Aaron. Sayyehi Noam Adonai Elohinu Aleinu Maseya Denekunene Aleinu Maseya Denekunenehu. Vayomar Hashem El Moshe Emor el hakohani, b'nei acharon v'amarta, aleihem l'nefesh lo yutama. V'amar, amar Rabbi Yosei, mem tet dalaka belta, v'tiv le'ela, v'ish Oisha, Didi, yeah, Rahem, O Yidoni, Mot, Uyomato, Matu, Wissamit, Leia, Emor, El Hakohani. Ela kewan yazhar lehu the Yisrael v'kadsha lehu b'kola azhar lehu b'tahane v'kadsha lo l'kein l'alevim l'tahane minat nashim Shikti lemor el hakohanim lelevi minin dikti ve'el halevim tedaber ve'amarta aleihem begindis tachtom kuhu Zakayim Kadishim Dashyan. And Hashem said to Moses, speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, there shall none be defiled for the dead among his people. Rabbi Yossi said, what is the reason that this corresponds with that which is said before, a man also, or a woman that is a medium or a wizard, shall surely be put to death? So that the verse speaks to the priests, is adjacent to it. He replies, once admonishing Israel to sanctify themselves in every manner, it also admonished the priests to sanctify themselves, and the Levites as well. How do we know it admonished the priests? From the word, speak to the priests. And as for the Levites, it says, thus speak to the Levites, and say to them, thus they will all be righteous, holy, and pure. My commentary. The term righteous refers to the central column of the Tree of Life, specifically the Sefirah of Tiferet. Holy refers to the right column, specifically the Sefirah of Chesed. Pure is left column, specifically the Sefirah of Geburah. Always remember the relationship of the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel, to the Sefirot. Also realize that the question being asked in the Pasuk is a good one that most people do not ask, because they do not think in terms of unity from one verse to the next. There is always something to learn from these relationships of space and location within the Torah scroll. We just need to create the vessel by asking the questions. Verse 2. Emor el hakohanim b'nei acharon memtet Aka bene acharon bekit la yedana bivne acharon imu ela bene acharon wela bene levi ti acharon behu sheruta bekol kachame de alma de beya Yitre'e kutsha barichu mikola begin de mebat shelama be'alma Begin the Aharon, Arho Salehu, Leia Lehai de Kal Yomo, the Aharon Hava, Mishtadal Aska, Shelama Bealma, Ugin de Arho, Kach Salik. Leia kuchabri fu lehaile meal shalama lefamalia dilela ugin ka empor el hakohani bene afaron. Speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron. He asked, what is the reason it is written here, the sons of Aaron? Do I not know that they are the sons of Aaron? And he answers, it teaches us they are the sons of Aaron rather than the sons of Levi. Because Aaron is the first of all the priests, for it is him that the Holy One, blessed be he, had chosen above everyone, so as to make peace in the world. And because Aaron's practices have brought him up to this. For Aaron strove throughout his life to increase peace in the world, since these were his ways. The Holy One, blessed be he, raised him to the priesthood to introduce peace among the celestial retinue. For through his worship he brings about the union of the Holy One, blessed be he, and his Shekhinah, which brings peace throughout the worlds. And speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron. I am adding, does this answer satisfy you? It does not satisfy me. I could learn this from the Midrash or in some other pasuk. Why specifically do I need to learn here that the priests are the sons of Aaron? In my opinion, telling us the sons of Aaron explains the relationship of the Sephirot of Chesed to Gevurah. We do not learn that specifically from other verses, yet I do not know the Torah that well that I can say with certainty that we do not learn that Chesed comes before Gevurah in the other earlier verses. The third verse. Emor el hakohanim b'nei acharon ve'amarta aleihem rabbi yehuda patach ma rav tilcha asher tzapanta li re'echa v'gomer ma rav tilcha kamaila vayakira ahunehora ila tigreto tigtiv vayar Elohim et haor ito zetahu or haganus tiveya avetu chapri ito Alma Vilamana Seya Befoyoma Begin Deveya Mitzayayim Alma Vikaim Aleya Asher Tzafanta Lirecha Dibitan Nehora ila Aved kuchabarisu Kadbara alma Veganis leta Lutadikaya Razimna Yateha hidikis Asher tefanta Leirecha. Speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, Rabbi Yehuda opened with the verse, "Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you. Oh, how great is your goodness, how superior and precious is that lofty light that is called good, as it is written, and Elohim saw the light that it was good. This is the treasured light with which the Holy One, blessed be He, does good in the world. He does not withhold it any day. And the world is maintained and supported by it, which you have laid up for those who fear you. For we have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, made a lofty light when He created the world, and treasured it for the righteous for the future for to come. This is the meaning of which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have perfumed for those who trust in you." Hanok's commentary. Why is the Zohar bringing the concept of the concealed light, the organus, at this point? It is telling us that the idea of the priests and the sons of Aaron is part of our duties and responsibilities as spiritual people, striving to become a priest to someone else. Priest is the word Kohen in Hebrew, which can be translated as like them. The effect will be a revelation of the organus in our life, both in this world and in the world that is coming. Verse 4. Perfumed for those who trust in you. For when the world was created, this light was shining from the beginning of the world to its end. When the Holy One, blessed be He, saw the wicked that will live in the world, He concealed this light. This is the meaning of, and from the wicked their light is withheld. The Holy One, blessed be He, will shine it upon the righteous in the world to come, so which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have perfumed for those who trust in you. Perfumed alludes to the action of concealment. It is also written, "But to you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings." My commentary. When one strives to become a priest to someone, to think and feel like they do, then one is unifying between Malchut and Zeranpin. That is when we receive our effect of these positive actions and enjoy the fulfillment of the world that is coming in this world. That's the end of section one. Does anybody have any questions? section two, when a man is about to go to that world, verse 5. Tachate b'shata divar nashkaim l'meha v'ahu alma v'ahu b'nei mareya atvan aleya gimel shalutin v'chametaman madila yakil bar nash L'mechemek meitadihu B'hai alma B'hahu yoma Yoma dedina ila'a U'demalka ba'e pikdona Dile zaka'a ha'hu barnash Tafik donaya ativ lemalka imadi ityahiv leya begaweya ihahu bitu dona itana betinu fe gufa mayema lemare pikdona. Come and see, when a man is about to go to that world, as in is on his sickbed, three messengers come to him. He sees there what one cannot see while in this world. That day is a judgment day, when the king asks for his deposit back, namely the soul. Happy is the man who returns the deposit to the king as it was given him. That is undamaged. If that deposit was soiled with bodily filth, what shall he say to the owner of the deposit? My commentary. In the Torah, the Parasha of Mishpatim, there are significant regulations about a paid holder of a deposit and an unpaid holder of a deposit. These verses are referring to this process of the soul leaving the body, since we are all holders of deposits. The deposit is our soul. The deposit is also our body, but less so, since it is physical and not eternal like the soul. Who are the three messengers? What about someone who is not on his sickbed, someone who dies suddenly? There is no such thing as sudden death. We just have to learn how to hear our still, small voice within clearly. Do you want to do this? Contact us at yeshem.com. We teach how to have a personal experience of the Creator at the level you wish it to be. Remember, this is a process of spiritual growth. That is the purpose of the physical world. Most people fear Judgment Day, as the Pasuk calls it. This is because the soul knows that it is not yet perfected and complete. We need to ask each day, what do we need to do to complete ourselves? Then we will not be fearing Judgment Day. We will welcome it as our just effects of our causative actions. Contemplate this well, so that you start to ask these dream questions to get your answers. If you do not know what a dream question is all about, write to us at yeshem.com. Verse 6. Zakefeno v'chame L'malach ha-mavet Ka'em kameya v'sa'efeya Shalifa p'ideya Gastar v'katrin V'kut ma'dehahu Barnash peret L'ad l'nafsha Kashiu. Kashiu Bekola. He frees to the la. Mingufa uvarnash la meet adhame. Lishkinta umigoi the guilt piuta. Lishkinta nafsha nafkat lakabela. Lishkinta betar benachya. Mani nafsha. Tidibak bavatit kabel begawa. Lehauk muha. Lehane mile. He lifts up his eyes and sees the angel of death standing before him with his sword drawn in his hand. The destroying angel in charge of breaking that man. Nothing is harder for the soul than its separation from the body. The man does not die until he sees the Shekhinah. Through much yearning of the Shekhinah, the soul leaves the body to welcome the Shekhinah. After the soul has left the body, what soul can cleave to the Shekhinah and be received within her? These matters have been explained. Hanukkah adds, the first messenger is the angel of death. This is actually a misnomer. The angel of death is not the cause of this man's death. His own actions are the cause of his death. So what is the purpose of this messenger? Is the Shekhinah a second messenger? Let us read on to find out. The seventh verse. Batar denafka nafsha min gufa v'ishtar gufa v'la rucha asir l'mishpach Leya bila kiburata Diktiv lo talin Divlato al haetz Ki kabor tik terenu Bayom hahu Begin demeta ishtahe Kafta shaot Binun yomam valayla veladeku tkidburata yai chalashuta v'shaipo dirtika umakev avita dekucha Barishu Malavad Yeshar Dekucha Barishu Gazara Leya Begin Lameteya Begil Gula Aharam Yad Behahu Yomadeit Betar Leotala Leya The calls him na Delight Gavar Gufa Mishpata Lavalat Dame Kuchabrihu Wilayahla Lemecheve The Gufa Ahara Begilgula Kinyana Ela Yahavin Lenishmata Gufa Asara Adit Kavar Kadma Vedatame Levarnash Demita Itea Lait Kaze Leia Lemesal Ita Ahara Kavirlikadmeta Uginda Amra Orita Lotalin Niblato Alha Et. After the soul has left the body and it remains spiritless, it is forbidden to leave it unburied, as written, "His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall surely bury him that day." For a corpse remaining unburied for 24 hours, a day and a night, causes the parts of the chariot, which is alluded to by that man, to weaken, and detains the actions of the Holy One, blessed be He, from being carried out. For the Holy One, blessed be He, may have decreed upon him another incarnation at once, on the very day he dies, in order to help him. But as long as the body is not buried, the soul does not come before the Holy One, blessed be He. Nor can it be in another body in another incarnation. For a soul is not given another body until the first one is buried. This resembles a man whose wife dies. He is not qualified to marry another wife before he buries the first one. Hence the Torah said, "His body shall not remain all night upon the tree." My commentary. There are physical reasons for a quick burial, especially in Israel. An empty vessel will be filled with a negative spiritual entity. In the land of Israel, the bodies are buried within a few hours. There are no autopsies. The need to know why someone dies is less important than the need to reincarnate. This is teaching us about spiritual being the cause. Unfortunately, we have not yet truly learned this lesson. It also represents another idea, and that is that, God forbid, someone has killed another one in the land of Israel. But you can't tell it without the chemistry, without the autopsy, whatever you learn through an autopsy. Does that mean that that person is not declared a murder victim and the police stop looking for them? For the murderer, it just means it's the universe, and it's teaching us that the universe, cause and effect, is determined by the heavenly academy, by the upper court, by Hashem. It's not what a human being decides. The eighth verse. Devar acher tadit parsha nishmeta min gufa uvaya lemezal zehahu alma latehu zehahu alma ad yachavin la gufa achara min chora uvatar yachla Alo Usa Allah, Another explanation, when the soul has left the body and wishes to go to that world, it may not enter it until it is given another body of light. Then it can enter. You may derive this from Elijah, who had two bodies, one in which he was seen by people below, and another in which he was seen above among the celestial holy angels. As long as the body is not buried, the soul suffers, and the spirit of defilement is there to dwell upon that body and defile it. I am adding, there are many spiritual lessons in this pasuk about how the spiritual system works. An entity without a body has no purpose. This is the first and one of the most important teachings that a body must learn. Still, where or what is the third messenger? We still do not have an answer about the Shekhinah being one of the three or not. The spirit of defilement, is that the angel of death? It's not clear what are these three messengers that was spoken about in the first verse. The ninth verse. Ugin dehahu ruach misava is the man of lalive leya lehinish lemevat ahu gufa leoya had begin de ruach misava ishtaka leoya de ishtaka Kol arale ashkefa gufa bela nafsha besava leya leistav yatir vialda azhar lekahane we amar le nefesh lo yitama Ya'amal begin dehinun Tadishin la yishre Alayhu ruach misava Wila yisa yista'avum. Since the spirit of defilement is in readiness to defile the body, one must not keep the body for a night, because the spirit of defilement is present at night and spreads, namely roams throughout the land to find a soulless body to defile it. Therefore, at night it is defiled even more. Therefore, it warned the priests, saying, "There shall none be defiled for the dead among his people. Since they are holy, the spirit of defilement will not dwell upon them, and they shall not be defiled. For the spirit of defilement can dwell on a spiritless body." I am adding, the spirit of defilement is the third messenger. Or is the angel of death also the spirit of defilement? It's still not clear to me. Did I miss something? The tenth verse. Emor el hakohanim, Rabbi Yitzhak, Amar emor el hakohanim, Bil hishu kima deka, Ovadechon dekahane, Bil hishu kach amira, Dilchon bil hishu emor viamarta. Zimna chadutrein, zimnim liasara, lehu al kedushaihu, begindila gista avun, demandim shamesh, baatar kadisha, baya dishtakas kadisha. Bekola lenefesh lo yitama gemadi okina begufa bela ruach misava
Uvishare Aleya. Ruach Misava Dehati Uta Deruche Misave. Legabe Gufehon. The Israel Ihu Begin. Beit Rach Minayu Ruach Rucha Kadisha. Umana Dekucha Atyan. Beit Habrura Vekahane. Deinun Kadishin Kedushata. Al Kedushata La Bayan. Leista la kalal begin diktiv ki nezer Elohav al rosho uktiv ki shemen mishchat Elohav alav ani Hashem. Speak to the priests, Rabbi Yitzhak said. Speak to the priests in a whisper, just as all the services of the priests are done silently. So are all their words whispered. Speak and say means once and again to remind them of their sanctity, so that they shall not be defiled. For whoever serves in a holy place must be holy in every respect. There shall none be defiled for the dead, as we explained, that a spiritless corpse is unholy, and the spirit of defilement dwells upon it. For the spirits of defilement long for the bodies of Israel. Once the spirit of holiness was emptied from them, and they come to join a vessel of holiness, namely a body. The priests who are doubly holy must not be defiled whatsoever, as it is written, because the crown of his Elohim is upon his head, and the anointing oil of his Elohim is upon him. My commentary. The Arizal explains in Gates of Reincarnation that the three messengers are the angel of death, which is the spirit of defilement, the Shekhinah, which is necessary to entice the soul to leave the body. And the third is their family members, who are there to assist them in the process of cleansing and rejoining the group that is that soul's nation. Sometimes when the family is in conflict and that soul coming directly from the physical world remembers the conflict, they will not follow. And that leads to a longer process. There is much to learn from this section. Does anybody have any questions? This coming week, well, starting tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., these are Pacific times, we will continue our study of the holidays and our preparation for Shavuot, continuing the study of lots of different energy days, holidays. Monday at 5:30, we've missed two classes, 2 weeks of the Hebrew letters class. We will again be studying the Hebrew letters 5:30 Monday. 7 o'clock Tuesday evening, we continue our class in advanced reincarnation. Wednesday is an unusual day. It is Rosh Chodesh. Actually, Rosh Chodesh starts Tuesday night and runs to Thursday sundown. The best time for our connection is Wednesday night, and we're going to do it in place of the basic class at 6:30 on Wednesday evening. Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we have a Zohar class. We'll continue with Section 3 4, and we'll see how much time we actually have. Next Saturday night, we have another Zohar class, but not of the portion of Emor, the portion of Behar, because it's the first opportunity to do our spiritual action in the frame of the new energy called a week. And then again, next Sunday morning at 10:30, we continue our learning and our preparation for the holidays. I wish you all a beautiful week of Rosh Chodesh Tov. Have a wonderful elevating consciousness, and remember to keep counting the Omer. Any other questions before I wish you shalom again? Shalom.
Shalom. Good night.
Good night.
Night.